Elbow, Grounds for Divorce, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Not sure if that's an entirely appropriate song to play for the Ask Me Anything we're just about to do, but that's what we played.
Delighted to give this lady a chance to have questions from you fired at her. Her name is Rena Maycock. She is behind Ireland's largest face-to-face introductions agency, Intro Matchmaking, and is also behind arealkeeper.ie. She is a professional matchmaker, and she is on Ask Me Anything this week.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself.
Hi there, my name is Rena Maycock and I'm a matchmaker from Intro Matchmaking and online dating site arealkeeper.ie. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
And we will, because the listeners have been on in force. I think this is a very popular one, Rena. So Eamon asked a question that a good few people have asked as well, which is, have you dealt with clients who are just too picky and therefore have too many restrictions to actually make getting them a match easy?
Yeah, I mean, unrealistic expectations is absolutely the biggest thing, the biggest reason why people stay single. You know, we had one lady who called up and said, I want a guy who's over 6 foot two. He must live in Dublin 2 or Dublin 4, and he must have a PhD or a number of PhDs. And we said, you're absolutely out of your mind. There's no way we could possibly meet those criteria. You're going to need to relax some of those criteria in order to meet someone.
Kiva says, what's the most common trait that people are looking for in a partner?
Well, it's different between men and women.
Right.
So men will look for easygoing and laid back, and women will look for a good sense of humour and kind. But we've kind of learned over the years, like, and then men will kind of say, I want her to look after herself, but that's really code for, you know, hot and attractive.
Right.
And women will kind of say, you know, can hold his own socially, and that means a very well-educated professional, don't give me any dodos.
Okay.
So we've learned that over.
That's code then.
Yeah, it's code.
That's interesting.
More importantly then is what people don't want in a partner.
Oh, right.
So guys will say they don't want high maintenance or obese, and women will say, I don't want someone tight-fisted is the number one thing women will say. Okay. They don't want anyone tight-fisted.
Well, then that leads on to another question, which is, who should pay on the first date? I'm a guy and feel I should. Joe says that. He very obviously should, if women will assume that if you go Dutch, you're tight-fisted.
Guys, if you want to see her again, offer to pay.
Right.
If you don't want to see her again, fine, do whatever you want. But women will always expect, and it's not because they're gold diggers or anything like that, it's just the old-fashioned notion of chivalry. You know, the old saying goes, you know, you fumble, I'll pay.
Okay.
So women, if you want to see a guy again, at least kind of look like you're rooting around the handbag, you know, until he offers. But then, and then let him pay because he wants to feel like the man. But guys, if you want to see her again, we had one really hilarious incident one time where a man and a woman met. We rang her for feedback and she said, yeah, he was a lovely guy and it was all going great and I was definitely going to see him again. Until as we were walking away from the table, we always organise lunch dates or dinner dates. As we were walking away from the table, I saw him reach down and pocket the tenner that I had left for the tip. And she was like, so there's absolutely no way I'm ever going to see him again. Who would blame her? Like,
that's shocking.
That's socially despicable.
Yeah, it is on every level. Who is pickier, men or women?
Women. Guys can be a bit, can be fussy about looks to a degree.
Okay.
But what I was really surprised at is very few guys will kind of fixate on it.
Mm.
Some will, but very few will come in and say, oh, you know, well, she must be, you know, athletic build and she must have long blonde hair, blue eyes, blah, blah, blah. None of that really ever kind of comes into play.
Right. Amy wants to know, are people finding it easier to find love nowadays due to online dating and matchmaking, or are the traditional methods of just, you know, going out with your friends and meeting somebody still working?
I don't think going to pubs and clubs works anymore.
Right.
I don't think anybody expects to meet anybody when they go out. They just go out singularly to just have a good time with their pals now. Unfortunately, the culture that has, you know, sprung up with dating apps like Tinder and, you know, even Match.com and all that kind of thing and Plenty of Fish, people are kind of, they're getting a bit too fussy. They're treating people like they're disposable. Like,
okay.
So if this relationship doesn't work out after 6 months, and all relationships hit a rocky patch because they know it's so easy to meet someone new, they'll just give up and they'll go back to the relationship shop that is online dating and they'll find someone else.
What's the average age of people looking for your service?
About 37, 38. Guys and girls both having... But like, look, our youngest member is 22 and our oldest is 84 and all ages in between. But on average, 37, 38.
Why do you think that?
There's a bit of a catalyst there with a biological clock. I mean, and that's men and women.
Oh yeah, both.
You know, guys are kind of, you know, will come to us and say, look, you know, this time last year or 2 years ago, I was going off on my skiing trip with 18 other single lads and all of a sudden it's like nobody wants to go on the skiing
trip.
It's all babies and weddings and anniversaries and all that kind of stuff and christenings. So I want a part of that. I don't want to be left on my own.
Paul and Stephen and a few others have questions that are kind of interlocking. So basically, how do you match somebody up?
In Intro, the matchmaking company, we meet everyone face-to-face. So that's all done personalised. Okay. We meet everyone face-to-face and that's all done. We have six staff and we all sit down and have a matchmaking meeting every morning and we match people on that basis. But a real keeper, the online dating site, it's all, there's no personal touch involved. That is an algorithm. That's taken what we've learned with Intro and put it into the online dating site. So, but with Irish people, it's one of those things you have to take into consideration whether someone is from country farmer Kerry, you know, you can't be setting him up with someone that's Dublin 4 professional woman. It just won't match. They will hate each other. So there's an awful lot that comes into play, but yeah, it's all about what people are looking for in the future.
Right. Isn't it? Are you essentially just playing a real life game of Guess Who? And you're going, oh, big
eeny,
lips.
Meeny, miny.
Now, let's put all the people with glasses and big lips into one box and flicking them all down.
If only it were as easy as and as fun as that. But we're like, look, it's a delicate balance because you see, we organise each match. And so we send two people out on a blind date. They haven't met, they don't have each other's phone numbers or anything like that.
So dinner or lunch?
Dinner
like
or
that?
Lunch. Okay. And we book the table and people go to the restaurant, have their date. We call them the next day for feedback. Opposites attract more often than not.
That is one question. Is that true that opposites attract? Are similar personalities a must, says Stephen Muldowney?
No, similar personalities are definitely not a must. I mean, most people will understand that if you meet someone that's totally different to you, you're going to get all these different doors for different hobbies and all that kind of thing open to you. It's a much more interesting relationship to have someone that's not a carbon copy of you. You're a bit different, you better, more rich conversations, that kind of thing. I mean, we had one lady that came into us. She's a lecturer in nursing and she wanted someone that was educated. We sent her out with a guy that was a farmer and we called her afterwards to do feedback and she was like, look, I came into Intro looking for a red bike. I got a blue bike, but a bike all the same. And now they're married.
Wow.
So, I mean, she took the leap. In fairness to her, she thought she wanted someone that was extremely well-educated. The man, by no stretch, was stupid. And they got on like a house on fire. But they were technically extreme opposites. She came from a very academic background. He was a farmer. And we have an awful lot of stories like that.
I get in trouble for referring to my wife as the bike. But it seems to be okay the other way around.
Come here. Do all of your single friends plague you? Because we all know there's a person usually in every social group who is the matchmaker, the unofficial matchmaker. But you're an official one.
Yeah.
So do you have single friends just going, okay, Rena, I'm not paying for your service, but we're going out tomorrow night and you are finding me a man.
Sort me out.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing that. We sort out most of our friends.
Right.
And unless they're extremely unreasonable people and if you're friendly enough with them, you'll be able to say, you're too unreasonable, I won't be able to deal with you.
Right.
But I love the practice of matching people up. It's a great experience. And especially when there's a baby born or something like that. It's awesome. Yeah. I'm responsible for that.
I have a lovely question in from Leanne, which is, how important do you think it is that a person loves themselves before they can really find a loving partner?
It's a really good question and it's very important for you to love yourself, but not too much.
Right.
Carol asks, how long should I wait to get into bed with a man?
It's very different for every relationship. I certainly would not. I would go with a 10-date rule.
10 dates?
If it were me. And if you really want a relationship to work out, everyone has needs. If you want a one-night stand, fine. But for the love of God, don't expect to see him again.
Mm.
You know, get your needs or whatever sorted by someone you're not going to marry tomorrow. But if you want to bring them home and invite them to meet your family and your friends, we have generally found men don't want to introduce women to their family if they've been prepared to jump into bed with them. I don't agree with that sentiment, but it's just a fact.
Okay.
10 dates is a long time though, wouldn't there be potentially men or women who might take a hike before the 10 dates are up because they're thinking,
they're not for you,
Dermot.
Well, look, people want me for my body. I'm just talking from experience.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, yeah, I know.
I want to donate my body to science.
Finally, Rena, there's a question from Emmett, and it says, as a matchmaker, which is better for lighting, Cara or Maguire and Patterson?
Maguire and Patterson.
Okay, thank you very much.
Use them wisely, people. Be safe.
Rena Maycock, matchmaker from Intro Matchmaking and realkeeper.ie. Thank you very much for taking part and Ask Me Anything today.
Thank you for having me.
It's Today FM.
Ask Me Anything. Today FM.